looking into how the FBI handled aspects of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Just days before the November 8th election, FBI Director James Comey announced the probe had been reopened, angering many Democrats, including President Obama. There won't be another day of public testimony from Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. Here's the head of the committee, Senator Ted Cruz.
Their sense was that they had answered the questions. They had gone a lot of rounds, and they felt like their questions were answered, and now the committee has a chance to evaluate what they've heard.
Hearings began today for Dr. Ben Carson, who's being considered for the Housing and Urban Development Secretary. Carson vowed to take a more holistic approach to housing problems. More news online at usaradio.com.
Have you tried to grow your hair out and it just won't grow? That was me. It would never really grow further than my shoulders. And it was thin and yucky and it broke off. My brush was full of hair. Well, the solution for me was Ovation. It's the 3-bottle cell therapy system. And it's a unique breakthrough treatment that is found in no other hair care line. I have to be honest with you. My mom, who often cuts my hair, has never seen my hair my whole life get this long. Right, Mom? What is it like now?
It's a lot healthier looking and it feels differently. It's more silky. The consistency of the hair is a lot healthier.
All right, so money back guarantee, so you have really no risk. 94% of Ovation customers are like me. They would recommend Ovation cell therapy to a friend. So get the hair you've always wanted. Let it grow. Just go to ovationhair.com. And if you're a new customer, get a special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. Great hair, one click away at ovationhair.com. And remember, select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for the introductory discount. You won't regret trying this stuff. It is amazing. ovationhair.com.
A scary moment for the Miami Heat basketball team yesterday. Here's Mark Mayfield with the story.
No Miami Heat players or crew on their plane were hurt after a dicey touchdown at a Wisconsin airport. The team's chartered Boeing 737 slid on an icy runway last night at Milwaukee's General Mitchell International Airport. The team is in Milwaukee to play the Bucks tomorrow night. The plane remained on the runway after touching down, and everyone deplaned safely.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani will have a cybersecurity role in the Donald Trump administration. He hasn't been offered a specific job, but the president-elect says in a statement he's pleased his trusted friend will be sharing his expertise and insight. Giuliani is the chairman of a global cybersecurity firm, Greenberg Troutrig. Trump calls cyber intrusion, including hacking and data theft, the fastest growing crime in the United States and in much of the world. And the NFL San Diego Chargers have filed the paperwork to make it official. They're going to be moving to Los Angeles to share a stadium with the Los Angeles Rams. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
New Yorkers who use medical marijuana can now have it delivered straight to their door. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
Vireo Health is launching a medical marijuana home delivery service in New York City, Long Island, and Westchester County. The company, one of 5 licensed pot growers in the state, says New Yorkers have come to expect home delivery for all sorts of things. So why not medical marijuana? Medical pot packages will come with GPS tracking devices so they don't get diverted, with delivery to begin over the next 3 months. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
There's those old sayings about a woman scorned, and in the Phoenix area, one scorned woman took some drastic measures against her boyfriend. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The woman suspected that her boyfriend was cheating on her and reportedly sent him a text with a picture of a trail of fire leading to a storage shed. Inside the shed was the boyfriend's 2004 Springer Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Police say they found the destroyed bike and several gas cans at a home near Alma School Road and University Drive last week. The bike is said to be worth about $20,000. The woman is now facing a slew of charges. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
Fans of Nutella up in arms over a European study finding that a primary ingredient, palm oil, may be a carcinogen when processed at high temperatures. The study by the European Food Safety Authority was actually published last year, but Nutella resurrected the controversy with a series of ads in Italy meant to downplay the risk. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Well, good afternoon. This is Hunterton Chamber Internet Radio Station. The program is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. It's Thursday, January 12th, and this is a program where you have an opportunity to learn tactics and strategies for business, whether you're the owner or whether you're an employee of a company. And it's all about really sharing information today. It's about all helping other people. So the question really is, where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I own Rustmore Mentoring Group and have the privilege of chatting with an audience of business people where we not only where I not only share information that I have found over the course of the last couple of weeks that I think may be of interest to you, we also introduce some wonderful folks here in Hunterdon County who are business owners. These are folks that I've met through the chamber networking events that we attend. And there's just so much value that can be gained. So I hope that today you have a pencil handy, that you'll be able to take some notes on the things we talk about, as well as if you can go back and listen to the archives on the Hunterdon Internet Chamber Radio website, you'll see an archive where each of the hosts has programs that they have given in the past. You can go to mine, Teachable Moments in Business, and hear what my guests have had to say. So before we get into the program today, I'd like to take a look at the weather, and then we'll hear from one of our sponsors. But right now, it's actually pretty warm. I came into the studio today without a coat on. Isn't that amazing? Right now, the weather appears to be somewhere in the 50-degree range. And in fact, it may be that where you are in the Hunterdon area, in the Somerset area, that the temperature is about 65 degrees. Isn't that amazing? But it's supposed to get cold tomorrow. So I guess it's tomorrow. So this afternoon, there may be a chance of rain. It is cloudy outside, but we're looking at a high of 50 with a southwest wind at about 14 miles per hour. And a chance of precipitation is about 30%. Now, tonight, chance of rain sometime before 9 o'clock in the evening, and then we'll go down to a low of around 41 degrees. So get your raincoat and your umbrella handy, but you may not need a very heavy coat. Tomorrow, it will be mostly sunny, with a high near 46 degrees and a northwest wind of 18 to 15 miles per hour. So, and then Friday night, that's tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Now the temperature will begin to go down to about a low of 21 degrees. So that's what they were saying earlier today. Tomorrow you can probably leave home without a coat, but you better take one with you because it's going to start getting cold. So let's listen to a message from our sponsors, and I'll share with you the topic for today.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones.
hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
So welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. This program does air every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, since I don't have someone to interview today, I thought we'd take a look at some information that would be timely, such as your New Year's resolution. And I know so many people talk about a resolution, but they don't always keep them. So every year it's the same old thing. We wake up January 1st with a laundry list of vows and sparkling dreams for personal and professional improvement. But unfortunately, even the best intentions aren't typically enough to drive sustained human change. Otherwise, we all be fit, rich, happy, and wouldn't you agree? So successful change really requires not only a strong heart, but a strong strategy. So this year, why don't we start by resolving to be smarter about the process of making resolutions. Can you say to yourself, I will be smarter about choosing and implementing resolutions? Now, according to Roy Baumeister and John Tierney, who are the authors of Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength, the key to successful resolutions is picking one habit at a time and then to work on that one. Keep it at that habit until it becomes automatic. Only then should you move to the next habit. Remember that the best resolutions are those with bright lines. These are resolutions which, in which there is no doubt when you are crossing over the line. A resolution such as, I will ask every new customer I see for an email address. That has a very bright line. But bright lines aren't always possible. So, for instance, if your goal is to be more social, saying you will meet more people, that's rather vague and unspecific. It might really be better to create an implementation solution, a statement such as if-then format. So, for example, you could say, if I'm standing in line at a supermarket or store, I will always talk to the person behind me or in front of me. So that's being really more specific and more exact. And, in fact, I always share with my clients and my students in marketing and selling classes and networking also that you have to really define the goals that you have, because if you do that, you're able to measure the results. Otherwise, if you're vague, there's really nothing to measure. So be sure to remember that little actions repeated without fail over time become immense. 19th century English novelist Anthony Trollope wrote only 2.5 hours a day, but he never missed a day. The result? One of the world's most famously prolific literary careers. And forget artificial deadlines. The best time to launch any life change is always right now. Think of the words of Karen Lamb, who said, a year from now you may wish that you had started today. Got that? Think small. State your intent as clearly as you can. Make the action automatic and start right away. So here are some, I'm going to give you 15 tips that you may be able to follow for launching your list for the new year. So the first one is, I will not let the urgent overwhelm the important. Before you go to bed every night, decide what key project you will work on the next day before anything else. Too many business owners wake up, check their email, encounter their first crisis before breakfast, and bounce from emergency to emergency for the rest of the day. By picking one project to which you can devote your best, freshest period of work, you'll ensure forward momentum on the projects most essential to growing your business. Now, something I also learned actually today, or maybe it was yesterday, whatever, I was reading an article where somebody had made the decision that because email was consuming so much of their day, that they would send out a response to emails stating that when they would only read emails before 9 o'clock and, say, after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So those people sending emails would get a response that I received your email, but I'm not going to read it until I get to the time frame that I've stated. By doing this, this individual who wrote the article found that they could spend more time on all of the important day-to-day activities rather than being held captive, I guess you could say, by the emails that they were getting throughout the whole day. Now, here's another one. I will not settle for being ordinary and will instead seek a purple cow that makes my business different from my competitors. Now, if you've ever read The Purple Cow written by Seth Godin, it's a fun story and it's a fun book to read. It's very short. It's to the point. I tell my students the story about the purple cow. And the point of the book is that you want to be remarkable and you want to stand out from the crowd. If you're just like everybody else, you become ordinary in the mind of your audience. So you really have to think big. Offer services and products and resources and support, customer support, that the other guys don't offer. And this will help you to stand out from being just an ordinary business person. Here's another thought would be to, I will let my customers see my human face more often, especially for a business owner in your industry. We're at a time of ever-increasing competition, and your biggest strength and the one thing that no other competitor has is you. So give your customers something to connect with. Tell them about your world-class resources that you offer to them. Maybe you might have a video on YouTube that explains the nature of your business, or perhaps if you're a retailer, gives a tour of your store. But celebrate and share the details that make you you. We're going to have a few messages from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, and we're talking about your New Year's resolutions. We're not too far into the new year that we can't discuss this. So I've shared with you a couple of tips. I have a few more here for you. Here's another one. Say to yourself, I will remember my staff's birthdays, anniversaries, and other important days in their lives. So by doing this, these are major touch points where that you can have with your employees, and also this could apply to your obviously to your customers as well. So one tip might be to buy a gift for an employee's child because you know it's their birthday. So being considerate and thoughtful really goes a very long way. Give that maybe put those dates on your calendar if you don't have them there already. Another thought would be to give back to your community. Do something, anything for your town. There are plenty of places to volunteer. You could sponsor a little league team or donate to the community theater, get involved in the local clubs. Just roll up your sleeves and help maybe clean the stretch of the highway. But get some mileage out of it. Get some press releases in the newspaper so people know what you're doing. Also make sure that your website indicates the what you're doing in the community to make it better. And I know here in Flemington there are so many organizations that would love to have you knock on their doors to help out. Another thought would be I will hold weekly sales meetings focusing on sales techniques and product knowledge. Don't be too busy. You've got to train people that work for you. And I can tell you, having been in sales for well over 40 years, that most salespeople are not trained. So whether you're dealing with customer service employees or people that are answering the telephone or in the warehouse or doing administrative work or they're selling, they have to be trained. And I think, I think today that everybody in the business is in marketing and selling. We all have to play that role the value and what's in it for people to have that mindset is that the business will have a job. So we'll make the business that much stronger. Here's another thought. Send each member of your team to at least one seminar or industry event this year. So too many bosses leave new employees to sink or swim. And I've actually heard employees say that. Employers say that. So invest in your people. One time I was teaching a class on customer service and customer relationship management, and there were a couple girls there from a beauty salon, and their boss felt that the employees were not helping to build the business as much as they should, so they came to the class. But I've never had anybody walk out of a class, but probably about halfway through the program, they all got up, there were three of them, and they said, "We're going to leave now because the owner of the business should have been here to hear what you're telling us, and she won't understand." So if you're going to send people to any kind of a seminar or industry event or class, go with them if you're the manager or the owner of the business. And by the way, I have to put a plug in for the New Jersey Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College. We teach so many courses that many employees should be attending. And that would be classes on marketing, selling skills, networking, you know, how to talk to people, how to state what is commonly called an elevator speech, knowing what to say when somebody says, "What do you do?" These are the kind of training that should be going on in businesses on a regular basis because it will make the business so much stronger. Another point would be to give your staff 50% more freedom in making decisions. Sometimes it's important to empower the staff and makes them happier because they're playing a more important role in the business. And give it a try. See if you can coach them on the best decisions to make, but let them give them some room. And I think that this could make for a stronger team effort in your business, and people will feel more of a part of that business. Another point is to measure the things that you want to change. So always set the pace, just make decisions on what you want to have accomplished, and then go back and measure to see if they have you've achieved your goals. So test. So for example, in selling or say customer relationship management, perhaps test certain messages to see which ones work better. That might be something that you can do, but there's got to be some benchmarks in the business so that you know that you're progressing. Another point would be that you could say to yourself, "I will address performance issues, both positive and negative, with my employees the day they actually occur." because it's hard to act immediately in the heat of a moment, but don't let problems fester. Neither should you wait too long to praise and to be more specific. Be more specific, the better off you're going to be. So that's something to think about. Don't wait, but address issues, whether they're good or bad. You've got to address them. Don't let them slide. Another point would, if you're offering products or services, maybe test some new ideas and new products or services that you might be offering to your customers to see if those products or services could add some new revenue to your cash flow. So being the same old business day in, day out, this kind of gets boring. So perhaps there are things you can do to liven up your business. So be creative. In fact, ask your customers what they're looking for. Maybe there are products and services that you hadn't even thought about. Another one would be to improve your time management by setting firm time limits for jobs that you don't feel like doing. So there's an old saying that says work expands to fill the time available for its completion. So a dull, dirty job like cleaning the stock room would take a whole day if you let it. So instead, set a time limit of 1 or 2 hours and make the work more fun by listening to music that you might love. And then if you didn't finish the job, schedule another short block of time. So these are just little tips. It depends upon the business that you're in, but perhaps you can modify these ideas to fit your particular business. Another thought would be to take one business retreat lasting at least 3 days where you can brainstorm by yourself about your business. These retreats are your best opportunity to escape the day-to-day grind and come up with some big thoughts that could permanently change your business trajectory. Another point, I've given you 13 so far. This one is that you'll hire outside experts to do the things that you don't have the time or the skill or the knowledge to do. And so many people struggle, say, with bookkeeping. That's a biggie. You're better off hiring a bookkeeper. In fact, through the networking events that you may attend at the 100 in Chamber, chances are you're going to meet someone who can do your books for you, who already knows how to do it. They're skilled. That's the work that they do. They can come in, clean up the bookkeeping, do it for you, or show you how to do it efficiently, and then you can go off and do the kind of work that's going to be profitable for your business. And that may go for some marketing people. It may go for some companies hire independent salespeople who know the industry very well rather than hiring someone and then having to train them from scratch. So there's different resources. There are different resources out there. And, of course, the big one, too, today is so many companies find that they get into trouble with their computers from time to time. Something doesn't work, or their programs get messed up. So it's probably better to hire an independent contractor who can come in, fix it, and then leave. And it's much more cost effective to do it that way. And so those are 14 suggestions that you may be able to implement in your annual resolutions for the year 2017, but I think the point here too, and what I said earlier, is that pick one thing and work on it till you know you have it conquered before you go on to the next. Otherwise, you get yourself all mixed up. So we're going to take a news break and then hear the weather, and I will be back to chat with you again.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We see each day a world awash in change. Our country is still at war in Afghanistan, and our troops are fighting against ISIS and other terrorist groups.
General James Mad Dog Mattis testifying in front of Congress today as they consider his nomination for defense secretary. Mattis says the military needs to remain on its top alert.
Our armed forces in this world must remain the best led, the best equipped, and the most lethal in the world. These demanding times require us to put together a strong national security team here in Washington.
The Obama Justice Department opening an investigation into the FBI's actions ahead of the presidential election. The department's inspector general says he's going to look into how the FBI handled aspects of the Hillary Clinton private email server investigation while she was Secretary of State. Just days before the election, the FBI director announced the probe had been reopened, angering Democrats and President Obama. USA Radio News.
Have you tried to grow your hair out and it just won't grow? That was me. It would never really grow further than my shoulders. And it was thin and yucky and it broke off. My brush was full of hair. Well, the solution for me was Ovation. It's the 3-bottle cell therapy system. And it's a unique breakthrough treatment that is found in no other hair care line. I have to be honest with you. My mom, who often cuts my hair, has never seen my hair my whole life get this long. Right, Mom? What is it like now?
It's a lot healthier looking and it feels differently. It's more silky. The consistency of the hair is a lot healthier.
All right, so money back guarantee, so you have really no risk. 94% of Ovation customers are like me. They would recommend Ovation cell therapy to a friend. So get the hair you've always wanted. Let it grow. Just go to ovationhair.com. And if you're a new customer, get a special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. Great hair, one click away at ovationhair.com. And remember, select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for the introductory discount. You won't regret trying this stuff. It is amazing. Ovationhair.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking. I'm your host for this hour from 3 to 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoons. And by the way, all of these programs have been archived, and you can go on to the 100 in Internet Chamber Radio website and see all of the list of all of the archived programs from all of our hosts. So taking a look at the weather here, I'd like to look ahead a little bit. Right now, as I mentioned earlier, it's warm outside. Today, I believe we were hitting a high of about 60 degrees, but there is a chance of rain probably this evening before 9 o'clock. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 46 and with some gusts of wind up to 25 miles per hour. Friday night, we're looking at mostly cloudy with a low of around 21 degrees, and Saturday, snow is likely once again, mainly after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it'll be cloudy with a high near 31 degrees with a slight wind of around 5 miles per hour and a chance of rain at about 60%. And according to the report I'm reading, there will be new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And that's in this part of central or north central New Jersey. So chances are the south coast of New Jersey may be getting some more snow than what we're getting here. Saturday night, snow is likely before 8 o'clock at night, then a chance of snow and sleet. Cloudy with a round of with a low of about 24 degrees and a 60% chance of precipitation. Sunday, it looks like it's going to be a nice day with partly sunny with a high near 40, and Sunday night partly cloudy with a low of around 24. So we've kind of have a roller coaster temperature pattern right now, although today, as I said on here on Thursday, it's warm outside. I came in here without a coat on, which is very unusual. So for those people that don't like snow, we've lucked out here in this part of New Jersey. Now, we've been talking about your resolutions for 2017, since we're not too far into the year. And so I had found information I thought I would share with you. So as the new year's upon us, companies across the country are looking for innovative ways to differentiate themselves from the crowd. You know, no, you don't want to be considered to be apples and apples with your competitor. And in fact, no one company can do it all for everybody. There's no one-size-fits-all solutions. So in order to grow your organization or to at least sustain what you have to position yourself and really remain hyper-relevant throughout the year. So think small to grow large. Rather than casting a wide net and trying to appeal to the masses, try adopting a long-tail approach. Instead of trying to gain more customers, try experimenting with the opposite approach. Sell more goods and services to fewer people. Now, I mentioned in the long tail, and I wanted to share with you where that comes from. Chris Anderson, who either was or still is the editor of Wired magazine, wrote an article entitled The Long Tail, and that goes back, I think, as early as 2003, but I'm not positive. But he wrote an article on the long tail, and he later wrote a book on that very topic. And although the book is concerned about special interests and industries, the concept can apply to virtually any industry. So what I explain to my students and my clients is that I believe that the long tail approach really challenges the 80-20 rule. So for those who are familiar or not familiar with the 80-20 rule, it's the Pareto principle, which I think it dates back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. And those of you who are listening can correct me or send me an email at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. But it was Mr. Pareto in Italy discovered that 80% of the land was owned by 20% of the people, plus 80% of the businesses were owned by 20% of the people. So the 80-20 rule has evolved to where a lot of companies will spend 80% of their time with the 20% of their customers that give them 80% of their revenue. But the long tail takes into consideration all of the potential business and small business opportunities that are out there and those opportunities are beyond those 20% of people that are giving you the most revenue. I feel very strongly about the long tail approach, because if you depend solely on and spend your time primarily with that 20% of your customer base who gives you the revenue, the cash flow that you're looking for, and one of them drops out or one or two of them die or move away, you could be in a hard spot. So it's very important to be to connect and become aware and be visible to the audience that's out there, even if they're not within that 20% of your best customers, because you never know when you'll have opportunities to sell to those folks. And collectively, they could represent a very, very, very lucrative opportunity for your business. Some other thoughts along these lines. If you own a dry cleaning business, it would be wise to grow the company by fine-tuning your offerings to better serve a smaller niche group. You could roll out a larger scope of environmentally friendly cleaning services geared toward a more specific consumer. This is not only focuses your brand and marketing position, it also provides a sustainable way to expand. I have a friend who's actually in the dry cleaning business, and nowadays dry cleaning is really laundering. They don't do a lot of the chemical dry cleaning anymore, from what I understand. However, my friend, who owns a chain of dry cleaning stores down in Florida, has implemented a program where there's a club, and you can join for a certain annual fee, and that includes discounts on the services and a pickup service. So by offering taking this approach, my friend's business has been able to grow because the other competitors don't do these things. So what can you do that's going to stand out in the crowd? So for small business, customer loyalty is really comes down to the service that you offer. In 2015, there was a report by Parator, a cloud-based software product designed to help teams provide better customer service. And it was found that 60% of the global customers have stopped doing business with a brand or organization due to a lackluster service experience. In fact, if you read articles on why customers leave, typically you're going to discover that it's actually 68% of businesses lost due to poor customer service. The other percent, the rest of the 100% after the 68, comes down to people dying, moving away, or being stolen by the competitors. So while many large organizations are forced to sacrifice service for scale, small companies can lead by increasing their commitment to better, more personalized experiences at each and every consumer touch point. Also, refresh your digital presence. According to data in November 2016, Adweek, more than 80% of shoppers conduct online research prior to making a purchasing decision. So having an up-to-date digital presence is more important than most people really realize. And I had heard one time or read somewhere that if you do a Google search on yourself or on your business, and if you don't surface at least like 100 times in that search, people are not finding you as readily. So what have you done to add new products and services? What have you done to engage customers so that they will enjoy spending their money and look forward to coming back and doing business with you? Do you educate your customers? You teach them how to do business with you? How have you elevated your credibility? You can do that perhaps by speaking or writing articles or having white papers and interesting articles and pictures on your website. There's just so many things you can do that will impact the bottom line. So think about it. What is your resolution as far as standing out in 2017? Because if you don't do it, your competitors are going to beat you to the punch, and we don't want that to happen. So I think the point then becomes, how interesting are you as a business or as a business owner? So I came across some information that actually appeared in 100 in Chamber newsletter that goes out monthly. And think about how you can become more interesting in a way that will benefit every area of your life and your business. So I'd like to share with you this article, which was written by Christina Green, and she teaches small business businesses, chambers, and associations on how to connect through the content. So because if you're not interesting, you're not fascinating, you're going to lose your audience. In fact, as a sidebar, I would say that there's a woman by the name of Sally Hogshead who is a business consultant. She deals with a lot of high-end companies. And she found that there were some customers and clients that she had that were always struggling. And then she had other clients that seemed to always be successful. So in analyzing the successful clients, she found that the one common denominator among them was that they were fascinating and they were interesting. So how interesting are you in the eyes of your customer, in the eyes of your audience? So The point is, interesting for one company may not be the same as another. So there's no special pill, so to speak, to take or to drink to consume to become more interesting, because it's not a universal application. There's no one size fits all here. But you can become more interesting in several different ways. And I think you can start by, I'm going to share with you some points here. Do your homework. Do your research. Find out, understand your market. What's important to the marketplace? How can you meet people in interesting ways? Perhaps at events. Be in front of your target audience. So, and you can use social media to do that. You can use obviously experiences in the real world. But learn your target audience, who they are, what's important to them, and be in front of them, and help them. And that's a big part of business today, is helping other people. Also read. If you're trying to expand your views, reading is one of the best ways to do that. It provides insight into thoughts, cultures, and history with perspective. If you're not a reader, try audiobooks. Or if you listen to the TED Talks on YouTube, they're fascinating. Very, very interesting. One of the people that I've been studying, so to speak, is Simon Sinek. And he has some great, he's a marketing advisor, and he has some great points on developing a successful business and attracting people that you're best suited to serve. So the point here is to expand your mind, and you don't do that by listening only to yourself, but if you read the books, you listen to audio tapes, and go listen to some of those TED Talks. In fact, they have a list of the most popular talks that are on there right now. You'll find it to be very interesting, and you can develop an approach that will attract the kind of people that you want to have a relationship with. Another point is that ask questions. If you focus the conversation on the person you're trying to impress and ask worthwhile questions, they will most likely think the conversation and you would be very interesting, and because you were talking about them. People like to talk about themselves. So when you have opportunities to be networking and meeting with people, and it can be any place. I mean, I'm networking in lines at restaurants when I go to trade shows, where I might be meeting people from my industry. But think of the kinds of questions that you can ask that will engage them. And these would be open-ended questions. And I can tell you from teaching sales classes that a lot of people that are not clear on what the difference is between an open-ended and a closed-ended question. So, and I'll explain it to you. A closed-ended question usually results in a yes or no or this or that response. It's a dead end, essentially. It comes down to this or that response. Whereas an open-ended question enables the person to whom you're speaking to say what's on their mind. So it's a good idea to have a whole bunch of open-ended questions in your portfolio, so to speak, that you can ask someone because you want people to talk about themselves. They'd love to talk about themselves. And by doing that, it gives you a view of that person and an insight as to who the individual is, what their interests are, and you may very well be able to connect with them because you've gotten them to open up. Another point is to explore differences. Make time to be with people whose views vary from your own. Put the debating aside and try to understand why they feel the way they do about the issues they support and the ones they don't support. Experience these topics removed from emotion of how you feel about them, though. For instance, if you have an acquaintance who supports a different political candidate than you do, and we certainly have seen a lot of that this season, ask them probing questions about why they like certain candidates. Don't make this about proving them wrong. So suspend your opinion and only listen to theirs. Try to understand what drives it in the way a psychologist might dissect someone's motives. So I'm going to continue on ways to become more interesting, but we have some of our sponsors to listen to at the moment, so I'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And we've been talking about setting your goals for resolutions in 2017. I can't believe the years go so quickly. And it's important to be interesting, be fascinating, because that's what will attract people and keep them coming back. As a retail business owner, people want to enjoy spending their money. So the more fascinating and interesting your business is and how well the customers treat it will have a great deal of effect on the success of your business. And this also goes even for if you're a web-based business, an e-business, how interesting is the website? I've been to a couple of really dull websites lately, which I probably won't go back to. So be interesting, be fascinating. Now, another point would be to surround yourself with smarter people. Whether you're hiring, dining, or playing racquetball, spend at least some of your time with people who are smarter than you, or perhaps more well-traveled. Ask them about their experiences. When they speak, listen, even if it's not directly something that you're aware of. But listen, because if you ask questions, you can have probably fascinating discussions, and this will help to make you more interesting, because later on you'll share that information with someone else as well. Take up a new hobby or learn something new. Do you have a bucket list? So attack that list with wild abandon and simply try an online class or a new hobby. I have a friend who does the same old thing day in, day out, year after year. And frankly, she's becoming boring. And I hate to say that. We're good friends, but she's becoming boring. Have hobbies. I can tell you that because I have so many things that I do, I'm always sharing some new information. And it keeps the conversation lively, that's for sure. What about traveling? As I mentioned, bucket lists. Maybe there are places that you would like to travel, and perhaps you would like to experience some foreign cultures. Take time to listen to what's going on around you. Talk to strangers. Everyone has a story. Learning their stories will make yours even more interesting. But go out there and travel. Learn about cultures. We can learn about cultures in our own backyard without even traveling. Yesterday, I counseled somebody from Brazil. I've had people from Ecuador, from Costa Rica that I've counseled. And so I always have a chance to find out more about the countries they've come from and the places that they have visited. And one of my favorite places is the Caribbean. So I've counseled people from different countries, Jamaica and other places in the Caribbean too. So, gosh, it makes life so interesting when you do that. Another thing you can do is accept that learning as an adult is different. Many people refuse to read or take online classes because they associate learning with the drudgery of school and rote memorization and boring curriculum. But when you're a master of your own ship and can steer the course of your courses, learning becomes so much more enjoyable. So give it a chance. And again, I put a plug in for the SBDC at Raritan Valley Community College, because we do teach so many classes there. QuickBooks, how to market your business online. I personally teach marketing, selling skills, and I teach a class called Foundations, actually. And that's a program for people who want to start a business. People that don't go for advice before starting often flounder. I've counseled people that started businesses, and they get to the point where they come back to me and they say, now what do I do? And I'll say, well, did you write a business plan? Well, no, they didn't write a business plan. But if they had done that, they would be on a better track. Another thing you can do to be more interesting is to embrace a cause. And in the process, you'll meet new people and you'll do some good for other people. And I can tell you here, and I've heard a presentation given at the Chamber of Commerce recently, where there are so many organizations that would love you to volunteer. And it's from a business standpoint, it's called cause-related marketing. And it's amazing how much mileage you can get out of those kinds of endeavors. First of all, you're helping the organization achieve its goals. Secondly, you're helping other people, and it's something you can talk about. And you can leverage. In fact, in marketing, the word leverage is extremely important. Take what you've done and let people know about it. Let them know what you're up to. And this can be very beneficial. It's a win-win for everybody. Also, look for connections, because as you absorb new experiences and learning, you can take that knowledge and renew your knowledge and experiences and connect with other people. So look for connections. In fact, I always say that in selling, when you talk to somebody for the first time, try to figure out where they're coming from, because if you can ask them some key questions, you may discover that your children go to the same school, or you've lived in the same towns, or you have some of the same friends, or you love to golf. And that right away builds a link, or what I call, or a connection. Also, be generous. Be generous for no reason, and fight the temptation to post it on a social media. I think you can be generous in terms of letting and let people know that you've connected with others, but you don't have to brag about it. That's for sure. But be generous and help others and become an interesting person by writing books, reading books, being a conversationalist. These are things that you want to think about, and people will look forward to seeing you, chatting with you, and it will make your life fascinating. And keep in mind, too, that we are all lifelong learners, so it's important to constantly be on the lookout for more information that we can share. I personally receive many newsletters on my in my email, and I read several trade magazines, and I tear out articles that I may be able to talk about at a later time. But, you know, we're lifelong learners, and business is changing at such a rapid pace today that if we don't keep up, believe me, you're going to get lost in the dust. One of the things I'm studying right now, which one of these days we'll talk about, would be the Internet of Things. And if you've not heard that phrase, the Internet of Things, start doing your homework to find out what it means, because I've heard presentations that where I've learned that if you don't keep up with technology, you could be left in the dust in the next 5 to 10 years from now. So study the Internet of Things. And if anybody has any articles or would like to be interviewed on that topic, I would love you to come in here and talk with me about it, because I'm fascinated by it, and I think we all need to have that same position in our thinking. So you've been listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan here at Teachable Moments in Business, and we've talked about setting our resolutions for 2017. If you have resolutions that you're working on one step at a time, you're welcome to send me an email at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and I would love to share that your input to our listeners on the next time around. Now, next Thursday, I'm on the January 19th, Tom Fitzgerald, who's been a friend of mine for a long time, will be here. He is an architect and who specializes in restorations, and he's currently working on the building that the chamber will be moving into in a few weeks, I believe. And I'm dying to see the building. It's an old historic building here in Flemington. So he's going to be my guest next week, and I'll be asking Tom how he got it, you know, why he decided to go into architecture, and how it is that he evolved into being an expert in restoring old buildings. And if you listen, you may, and if you happen to have an old building or you know someone who does, chances are you're going to get some ideas that, or at least a contact that you can reach out to get some help with an older building. I love architecture and older buildings, so that should be interesting. There's a quote that I'm going to leave you with that I came across a number of years ago. I honestly forget who stated that quote, but it goes like this: all the world's a stage, and most of us are desperately unrehearsed. It's important today that we be lifelong learners, that we practice, and as I said earlier with our topic today of resolutions, that you pick out one and work on it until it works for you. So thank you for listening to the program today. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan of Teachable Moments in Business, and I hope you'll come back next week, and I hope you'll go to the archives and listen to some of our previous interviews, which are really fascinating. Take care. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We see each day a world awash in change. Our country is still at war in Afghanistan. and our troops are fighting against ISIS and other terrorist groups.
General James Mad Dog Mattis testifying in front of Congress today as they consider his nomination for defense secretary. Mattis says the military needs to remain on its top alert.
Our armed forces in this world must remain the best led, the best equipped, and the most lethal in the world. These demanding times require us to put together a strong national security team here in Washington.
The Obama Justice Department opening an investigation into the FBI's actions ahead of the presidential election. The department's inspector general says he's going to look into how the FBI handled aspects of the Hillary Clinton private email server investigation while she was Secretary of State. Just days before the election, the FBI director announced the probe had been reopened, angering Democrats and President Obama. USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and